Manscaped Lore presents The War of the Clans, written by Boris Romanovsky, read for you by Nick Mondello. Chapter 1. Rebirth.
"It's time to settle our debts," I growled. My mouth was dry. "I'm back, and that's all that matters."
"Andrew, you can't show yourself right now," said May's level-headed voice, ruining the epicness and coolness of the moment of my return.
"Why?" I objected, flying off deeper into the forest. I had to kill this bastard that kept sending vines at me.
"Let the heads of the cities fight it out with the sperm whale. Look for yourself. See what's happening. I sent it to your Ilanka."
I took my smartphone out of my inside pocket. It was bent, covered in patches of soot, with a cracked screen. But it was still working. Now that's quality.
"Take out another Ilanka. I'll reconnect."
I threw my smartphone back into my ring and took out a new one. I slowed down. Somewhere up ahead of me, the mysterious beastly bastard was squealing in the underbrush. Somewhere behind me, the battle was still raging, and everything around me was surrounded by crackling red flame, so I connected to the feed from the drones.
Whoa.
A battle on an unimaginable scale was taking place in the ocean. The sperm whale was truly a sight to behold. It was massive, half again as big as a large cargo airplane, and was surrounded by hundreds of water blades and jets. The front half of its body was lying on the shore, and all hell had broken loose around it. Even the African soldiers' cars, parked quite a distance away, had taken damage.
"What a mess," I said, shaking my head.
A whole torrent of fire was raining down on the sperm whale from above, as various fireflies, gunshots, and elemental arrows flashed out. The marine mutant's body had been wrapped in black chains, preventing it from moving, insofar as that was possible, while a whole group of African soldiers and demons was assembling on its back. The biggest of them,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?